There's nothing more to help us to get ready. Though there are some things to help us tell the story. All we can do then is begin. There was once a great tower. The people building the tower worked together. They spoke the same language. The tower grew taller. But as it grew taller, they began to speak in different ways. The tower grew close to God, but the people forgot why they were building it. They began to become proud. They thought they were better builders than God. Each of the groups thought they were better than the others. And instead of speaking to each other and understanding, just became noise. It made no sense. They were just babbling. And soon, the tower fell. The language of the people, the earth, shattered and broke into splinters. And each one was beautiful, but it was broken. Thousands of years passed, and Jesus died on the cross. But somehow, he was still with the people around him, as he is with us. The people who loved him kept seeing him. And they couldn't let him go. And then one day, something amazing happened. The disciples were in Jerusalem. Here they are. There were only 11 of them, because Judas had killed himself. Jesus took the disciples out of Jerusalem and to the mountain called Olivet. Do you remember when Jesus was baptized? He went down into the river, into the darkness and chaos of the water. Now he was raised up on the slopes of the mountain, up into the light and air. And soon the Holy Spirit would come down. The disciples went back to the city. They were filled with joy. They must have been singing and laughing. And they went to the temple to pray. Then they went to the upper room, and with God's help, they chose Matthias to take Judas's place. On Sunday, the 12 were together again, and suddenly, a mighty wind came rushing in to be with them. It was the Holy Spirit. They were so filled with its power. They felt like they were on fire. Their tongues burned. They were so excited. People wondered what on earth was going on. They went out into the streets, and there were people there from many different countries, who spoke many different languages. But everyone could see that the 12 had come close to God, and that God had come close to them in a new way. It didn't matter that people were speaking different languages. The 12 disciples had become apostles. And they went out into the world to tell this story. And ever since, Pentecost has been celebrated to remember this day.